begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey guys, welcome to episode 22. Goodness, I think I have to do a big celebration when I get to episode 25. I'm just saying, like some gifts or something. I don't know. Keep your eye out. I've been brainstorming some things. And I'm like, I just want to celebrate that accomplishment of hitting 25 episodes. So today we are on episode 22. It is going to be called, What Are You Analyzing That's Paralyzing You? So the title should tell you that we're going to kind of dig deep in figuring out if you're an analytical thinker like myself, and ask you this question right off the bat. Do you ever find yourself thinking too much, whether it's something small or big? I know for me, I am an analytical thinker. I like to call myself like a piranha. I think of the movie Finding Nemo when I say that. A piranha. I have a tendency to break things down and then break them down again and then break them down one more time. And I get in my head a lot, guys. I don't know if anyone out there that's listening is like me, but there is such a thing about thinking too much about a particular thing or things. And so today we're going to have a very short podcast, but just wanted to kind of throw this on there and just really start to analyze things that are paralyzing us. So overanalyzing and making conversations on certain things in our head can be very dangerous for us. And I know for me, I've had plenty of guilty conversations or things that I've been guilty of many times in my life that are playing in my head that I do kind of like a rerun, you know, that I binge on of my stinking thinking. A lot of times, perfectionism plays a huge role in this in our lives. And since I come from a background that everything had to be perfect, it still creeps in and tries to seep into different areas of my life. But perfectionism does play a huge role in this, like just having this thing in our minds that tells us we need to be perfect. So I think it's going to be important to give up the need to be that you recognize that if you're doing anywhere 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, and it's not 100%, but it was your best, then most people don't even do any of that. So you need to pat yourself in the back today knowing that, you know what, I'm doing something about this. You know, I want to, like, for instance, like if I don't finish a project, one of the hardest things for me was that I have this thing where I can sit in my office and work on different projects and want them done. Like once I start working on them, if it takes me hours, I want to be done with them. I don't want to have to get up and walk away. Well, that's a struggle for me, guys, because sometimes these projects are not small. And then preparing for podcasts is not easy. You've got to come up with titles. You got to do the transcripts for them. You got to use a platform to schedule it to come out on a certain day and also put the transcript on there. It's a lot behind the scenes. And sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, but I want to be committed and I want to do it right. So there are times that I want to do multiple at one time and it's really hard with my schedule. And so when I set that goal out in the beginning of the day to do, I need to, you know, record three of them at a time. So that covers me for 3 weeks. It doesn't quite pan out that way. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, see, you can't do it, you know, like everybody else does it. And I start thinking to myself like, this isn't about everybody else. This is about the people. This is about them, not about you, Sandy. So how many of you guys can relate to this or my craziness in any way, shape, or form? You know, overanalyzing does really slow us down and it begins to really stress us out. Like if there's a situation that you're facing today and you're just overanalyzing and overanalyzing, I want you to do me a favor and ask yourself, is this getting me towards the goal or is this paralyzing me away from the goal? You know, we have to remind ourselves that our perfection is the enemy of excellence. And a lot of times, being in leadership and church leadership for so long, I used to hide behind that title of excellence. And I came to find out that that was all a cover-up because I was just trying to be perfect in front of people, in front of others, in my own head. And I'm not called to be perfect, guys. And I do a podcast out there that has about perfectionism is an illusion. So if you haven't heard about that, that's what that podcast is about. That's not what this one is about. It's just overanalyzing things in our lives that are really just sapping our energy. So I want to ask you something. How have perfectionistic behaviors hurt you in the past or are currently hurting you today? Whether it's in your work or personal relationships, school, even yourself, we can be our worst enemy, guys. I really want to challenge you today to really look at one area of your life where you can strive to just be good enough instead of perfect. No longer analyzing because it is paralyzing. You know, a lot of times this area in our lives could be that we don't trust ourselves. And I kind of want to share a little tidbit about, I remember being in grad school and my academic advisor telling me one day, I was doing a Zoom call with her and just kind of reflecting on where I was at in my academics and what some goals I wanted to achieve. And I just remember her telling me, Sandy, you have to learn to trust yourself. And I thought, I do. And she's like, no, because if you did, then you wouldn't second guess what you envisioned or what you felt or your instincts. And I would get like that with clients, like so afraid of failure, where I was analyzing, and then I wouldn't even make a move. So it was really paralyzing me, you know, and I don't know if there's anybody out there today that could really relate to me in this area of my life, because sometimes we think that we're alone in the process, but a lot of times when we are so over analyzing or analytical, it really can stop us from our goals, our dreams, from being present, and it really keeps us in that state of paralysis for us. And that's not the way that God wants us to live. And imagine, I can't tell you how many years I overanalyzed doing a blog, overanalyzed doing a podcast. I would look at everyone else and it needed to be just perfect in order for it to come out. Then it just was like, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm like totally stopping myself. I don't need to be perfect. It is what it is. This is who I am, you know, and this is where I'm at financially to make these things happen. Like, I've created my own website. I did a training with Stephanie Gass, which is amazing. So if you have ever not heard of her, please go check her out. She is actually all kudos to her that I was able to do a podcast as she spoke life into a group of us and just saying, like, you don't need to be perfect, just do it. Just like the Nike thing, just do it. And so I'm so thankful for that because I would have never done that. I spent and I made an investment and thought, I need to do this, but I don't know where to even start. And I took about 6 weeks of a class called Clarifying Your Calling. And then that was it. From then on, I was just like, I'm doing this. And in March was when I launched it. And now we're here at, 22 episodes. And I'm doing it. And I don't get paid for it right now. And I'm just doing what God has asked me to do. And, you know, I used to spend a lot of time on editing my podcast, and I was hearing a podcast from Stephanie Gass yet again, just saying, like, just don't spend so much time editing, because the reality of it is then that takes away time from another recording that you're trying to do or other things you're trying to do in your day. And so you see how overanalyzing can stop us and can create more work for us and not allow us to really position ourselves into what we're called to do or desire to do. And so I don't know if anybody can relate to this topic today. I really wanted to just hop on here really quickly and just really see where everyone is at and seeing, are there people out there that are overanalyzers? And what has that done to you? And so I want you to name an area of your life where you can strive to just be good enough instead of perfect. And no longer analyzing, because guess what? It's paralyzing. So I just wanted to leave you this little nugget today, and very short and sweet and to the point. And even analyzing how long this podcast should be played in my head. But guess what? Today it's just going to be a nugget, and I'm going to be okay with that. So remember, do not overanalyze, because it will paralyze you. And find out what it is that's causing you to overanalyze things. Is it that you don't trust yourself? You have trust issues? You don't believe in yourself? What is it? Get to the lie of what that is. Because that's the same thing that I had to do, guys, in order to figure out, why do I overanalyze this? Why can't I just make a decision? Why do I would use the terminology too, like, I just really need to pray about that. And I really didn't, but it was because I was afraid to make a decision, because what if I failed, or what if it wasn't the right decision, and what if it wasn't? And I can't tell you guys how many times I've made lots of mistakes, but I realized that failing is when you absolutely quit. And so to me, it's just like some of these things that I have fallen short on, I've come back and just looked at and evaluated on what could I have done different. All right, let's do it. So it wasn't a failure. So it was actually a life lesson for me. And so I want to encourage you, even in that, to just really analyze in this area of your life where things are paralyzing you, so that you can move forward and position yourself into who you were called to be and the things that you were here to do on earth, because there's a mission set out for you. So think about, like, 007 agent guys, that there is a mission that you are called to do while you're here. What is that? Don't overthink it, like I did for so many years and then finally did it. And I had to discover that about myself. Like, there was fear, things that I didn't trust myself with. And really learning to rely on the Holy Spirit to really give me just kind of insight on, why am I struggling in analyzing this so badly? Because I haven't made a decision. It's been years. And so I learned from those things. So I just really want to encourage you in that today, take that time out to really find out, you know, what is that area in your life that you have to look at yourself and say, this is just good enough, and being okay with that you gave it your best. Because there's people out there that are not even doing anything with their lives. I tell my clients all the time, do you know how brave it is to set up an appointment and meet with a complete stranger you don't know? A lot of people go to their grave with their issues and challenges and things that they long to work on. They really want to work on it in their minds, but won't step out and do something because what are people going to think? And they begin to overanalyze everything. And before you know it, they don't do anything with their lives. I don't want you guys to be that or go through that. And I did that for many years. And then it was time to wake up and really look into what was truly going on with me. So I hope that you enjoyed this. If you know of anyone that really needs to hear this, will you send that to them? Until next time. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com, and be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.